Now, if you're just tuning in and wondering what we're up to on this podcast, we're showcasing an album titled Horizons, recently released by the Prince Edward Island trio called Vichten, and we'll resume our visit with Pastel Lablanc right now.
Let's see, where am I at? Fleur de Souvenir. You'd speak to us about this traditional Acadian song.
We usually, you know, it's kind of a challenge to find songs with positive subjects. A lot of the songs that we find are there's some kind of heartbreak or something went wrong, swords, all kinds of negative, more of a negative subject. So when we find something that's a little bit more positive, we usually try to keep it, and do something with it.
Yeah.
And this next song was kind of that, but it's still about a heartbreak. But in the song, she's saying, I'm going to keep the flower of the souvenir. So she's remembering the nice things about the relationship instead of just kind of dwelling on it, you know, which we thought was kind of a nice positive message.
Mm-hmm.
And then Emmanuel just kind of played around with the melody a little bit, and we gave it a little bit of a kind of a French swing, I would say, feel to it.
Where does this one come from?
It is an Acadian song. I think she found it. She did find it in the archives. I'm not sure if it's from, but it is an Acadian. Yeah, probably originally French, but yeah.
Yeah, I meant to ask you when you go looking, when you go hunting, what province? I presumably in Atlantic Canada. What province is best resourced for Acadian music?
It's hard to say. Like, there's a super nice collection on the Magdalen Islands.
Oh, nice.
There's a really great songs from Chitikang in Nova Scotia, Cape Breton Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have some books from Pubnico, which is on the south side. And then we have some here on PI, which we've found in different places, because in Moncton, New Brunswick, they have a big, well, there's a university there that has a huge collection, and they used to all be on tapes. So we would go in and, you know, kind of, it was a long process. Now it's all digitalized, so we can actually kind of know what we're looking for and get stuff easier because we know a little bit how it works. But they have a huge collection as well. So, you know, yeah, many, many songs have like a double also. So there's a double or a triple, or so you'll have different versions of the same song sung in different places.
Oh, what do you know?
So that's really
just adopted by the community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes they change the words because they want it to sound more of a local song, so they'll add their town name or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm sure you would know who Helen Creighton is. I mean, the Helen Creighton Lifetime Achievement Award is named after a collector. I mean, she went all over Atlantic Canada and collected music. Is there an equivalent on the French side?
Well, I think Charlotte would have been one of those people. There was Parent-Sem Chiasson. He was a priest. I think he was from Chiscan, but he went all over as well and collected. So there's a lot of his collection. We find more in Shitty Camp, I think. But Helen Creighton is actually, it was that B.B. Bach song, is a Helen Creighton, I think, at first.
Oh,
she's the one that actually collected it, but then Charlotte did like a show or something, and she retook the song. So I think they knew each other as well.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, before I forget, let's go back and play Fleur de Souvenir.
Assis tout
So that's Fleur de Souvenir, everybody. It's the third track, as a matter of fact, on Horizon. That's the album I'm speaking with, Pastel Labla. Here's another traditional Acadian song, L'Ermite, if you'd speak to us about this kind of upbeat, happy song about a hermit.
Yes. It was a complaint, so a ballad, a really slow song, and one that was collected here in Prince Edward Island, and that was sung by Bereshois. So that's right. The first time that we heard the song was in that kind of context. And, you know, it's a beautiful melody. Everybody loved the song. And we kind of just were looking in the archives and found it, like, in its original version. And then we thought, well, we don't want to do it again, like, as a ballad, because it's already great as it is as a Bereshois song. So we just kind of adapted it, made it a little faster, added some things in there, just a little, you know, some vocals at the end, that makes it maybe a little bit more modern, and some great fiddling in there. And yeah, it became something a little bit something different from its original version.
All right, let's play L'Ermite.
You're listening to Sounds Atlantic with Ron Moores. I'm Matthew Byrne, a traditional singer and guitarist from St. John's, Newfoundland. I'm a solo performer, and I'm also lead singer and bazooka player with the Dardanelles. If you're a fan of great folk and traditional music, you'll find it here, where Ron is dusting off old gems as well as showcasing what's new and exciting in East Coast folk.
What lies in store for you? Take my advice and do think twice ere you join McAlpine's crew.
All right, everyone, that's L'Ermite, and my goodness, we're starting to run out of time. Holy cow, what's going on here? here's a lovely song that I guess you guys adapted, L'Autre Femme, about I'll let you tell us the story.
Yeah, it's another song about, alcohol being kind of in the family. So L'Autre Femme, it's a very old song that actually a friend of ours, Mario Le Breton, had adapted for a show that he was doing last summer. And then my dad took the song and he was teaching a class and he used it and everybody loved it. And then we just kind of, decided that it would be a great song for the band as well. And that's the one that we really explored with electric guitar, kind of ambiance, more with the vocals, a lot of layers with percussion, and it's a cool it was really a cool, but it's almost the same melody as it was originally, which is great. Just everything that's around it is really more, we played around with it more.
Now I'm curious, when you arrange songs, is there any kind of a pattern to how you do that, or does it come kind of randomly out of the song? I mean, when you sat down to arrange L'Autre Femme, did the three of you sit around and say, what should we do with this?
Yeah, we did. I mean, Emma had, there's a tune in there that she had already, I think she came and she had, a bunch of kind of tunes. And then we just kind of worked with, let's say, one song like L'Autre Femme. We sat down, kind of looked at chords and went through, an intro, and then you go into the first verse. What could we do with that? And then when there's kind of something missing, we'll sometimes go into, there was this tune. Maybe if we try this in the break, that might work. It's kind of like that we construct the things and then kind of just maybe tape a first version, and then it evolves from there. There's usually quite a bit of work after that initial kind of recording. And in our case as well, when we went into the studio, we really wanted input from the producer Simon, so he helped us as well, kind of just put a little bit of his touch in there as well.
I was just going to say, at what point does, and this would have varied differently from producer to producer, at what point does the producer become creative and instructive?
Yeah, it really depends on what the band wants, I think. We had a lot of our stuff that was already kind of ready. We did a pre-production with a lot of the ideas that we wanted, but he kind of comes in. There's maybe one or two songs that he really helped us kind of put together more, but then he kind of just works with the textures, what he wants it to sound, like the instruments, how they're going to be recorded. He helped us with some harmonies as well.
Nice. Really? Box. In what way would he have helped you with harmonies?
Well, the harmonies, he actually had them written down. I remember BB Box was already cool. It's kind of a reverse call and answer song, because we all start singing and then I sing the next phrase. So it's kind of like all together and then one person. So it's kind of a reverse in that sense. So we thought we would put some harmonies to kind of complement the thing. So I remember we worked on it one day and by the next morning he had written out kind of these complex things, and we just went to the pianos and kind of worked them out. But it was really cool, because it was out of our comfort zone in a sense, because we wouldn't have probably come up with
on your own
those things. No, yeah. But we loved the ideas. And he was like, you don't have to take it,
Isn't
just
that
a suggestion.
Yeah. Well, what's his background?
Well, he's got, like, I think he's got a degree in jazz, but he comes from a little village, Saint-Combe, which is super traditional, like a lot of traditional singers. It's known for their traditional singers. Huh. He started on fiddle, I think, when he was really young, but then he went on to guitar, and he's really...
What was the name of the village he's from?
Saint-Combe. So,
where's that? In what part of Quebec is that?
So it's close to Joliette, so Lanaudière.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, he's not far from where you guys were.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Which is why, like, the studio made sense. It all kind of made sense.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he studied jazz at university. He knows all the pop music and stuff. But he's a great, like, trad player. So he's. And that's why we picked him as well, because we knew, like, he's got a great trad background. He's going to understand
wonderful
what we're going to do, but we want somebody to push us a little further, and we knew he could do that.
Push it to new frontiers that are on the edge of what you do.
Yeah.
Lovely. Here's L'Autre Femme. Here's one that really, I really was attracted to this song. Les Sirènes à Roméo.
Mm. Yeah. That's a song I wrote for my grandfather, Roméo. And he was a lobster fisherman for most of his life. And he had 12 children, so a lot of people around. Lots of great, grandchildren and all that. So I had just had the memory that we used to go over and spend some time there when we were young, and he would tell us all these stories, you know, about his fishing days, and, you know, he loved to play music. He loves traditional music, and he would always be dancing on Saturday nights. But what we remember the most is his stories about mermaids, because when he would go out to sea, he would always tell us that they were absolutely real, you know, and we, it was kind of cute. Like, so yeah, so I just thought I would write a tune about that.
Did he have an affinity for music himself?
Yeah, he played accordion.
Oh, he did.
Fiddle,
oh my.
Mouth organ, and he stepped in. So he was one of the families that, you know, when they were young and played music in the house, Mom said, at that time, the priests or the church had a lot of power over people that played music.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't always like that. So his instrument actually got taken away for many years.
Wow.
He didn't play, you know, because they were locked up in the shed, and it wasn't okay to
Holy
play.
Cow.
Yeah, but then he brought them back. He loved playing. And
well, you know, the fiddle was once scourged by various religions. You know, the fiddle was the devil's instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, I know.
Weird backgrounds we have. Strange.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is really a lovely piece. Let's take a listen to Les Sirènes à Roméo. Thank you.
Peter here, urging you to stay tuned to Ron Moore's Sounds Atlantic.
There you go, everybody. That's Les Sirènes Roméo. We're down to our last track, and I've saved this track for last because I just like the sentiment. This is, if you'd speak to us about, âme sœur, so sister soulmates, I guess. But just before we do, I do want to remind people that they should check out your website. So that's vishten.net. Find out where you are, where you're going, where you can be found. The East Coast Music Awards are coming up in May in your hometown. Well, hometown, it's where you live.
Exactly.
Will you be there?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. So the worst case scenario is I will see you in Charlottetown. And
yes, okay.
I'll look for you go watch you play. And in the meantime, I just invite everybody to your website. And hopefully they'll be able to catch you at a place near wherever people are listening in today. And that could be from just about anywhere these days.
Yes.
So, and I do want to thank you ever so much, Pastel. You and I go way back to, I think, your first album, and I think we've covered just about all your albums since then.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I can't believe it's been that many years since we've been doing this. But as long as you're playing, well, we'll be featuring your music. So it's always fun to catch
That's
up
great.
With you,
thank
and
you.
I thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
If you would, speak to us about âme sœur.
Âme sœur is Emmanuelle's composition, and I think it was inspired by her yoga retreat that I was talking about earlier. She took all of November, December of last year to take a teacher training, and it was a great experience. She was super busy, you know, like with all the yoga. There's a lot of meditation, and anyway, I think this kind of came up during that time. It's kind of a meditative, kind of a soft piece, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Âme sœur, meaning, yeah, soul sisters. It's just vocals. It's not a language. It's pretty much just phonetics of a melody that's sung. And we added some super ambient, just guitar and other sounds to that. And we played in the live show, and people really connect with it as well.
Nice.
We'll usually just kind of play it at the end, but I think a lot of people come to us after the show and say, you know, it's one of the pieces they like. Yeah.
Lovely. We'll go out with âme sœur. I will look for you in Charlottetown, and thanks ever so much for doing this, Pastel. Great delight to talk with you again.
Great to talk with you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Ron Moore, Sounds Atlantic. I'm Wayne Chalk from Newfoundland, a singer-songwriter with Buddy Wass's name and the other fellas. I would strongly suggest that you join Ron on a regular basis and experience the best in traditional and current musical offerings from Atlantic Canada. I mean, Ron has got to be good, right? He's got Newfoundland blood.
And to hear poor Uncle John mumbling wishes to O'Neill, it made me feel like everything was fine.
So that's our showcase of Vige Tain's new release titled Horizons or Horizon. And now we're fast moving on to Christmas. I thought it'd be kind of nice to get into the Christmas spirit with some Christmas music from Atlantic Canada. Now, just a week ago today, I had the great pleasure of attending the Barry McNeil's annual Christmas tour. This is their 19th, to be specific, and it was an absolutely exhilarating concert. As I speak, they're back in Atlantic Canada playing their latest round of concerts, having arrived there a few days ago from their Cross Canada tour. Well, over the years, the Barras have recorded 3 Christmas albums, and I'm going to spin a number of pieces that are derived from those 3 albums, and most of which I heard during the concert. So for the remainder of the show, we'll spin selections from Christmas albums 1 and 2 and Oh Christmas 3. So wherever you may be at this moment, I hope you can relax and enjoy a continuous wave of a wave of Christmas music, including songs like Children's Winter, Carol of the Bells, Christmas Together, Christmas Kaylee, and Bound for Bethlehem. And here we go with Children's Christmas.
Seems to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bring me good cheer, too young and old, meek and the bold, ding dong, ding dong. Upon it, the smiling faces watch the ground as the snow is falling all around, and through the glass there comes no sound as the snowflakes melt upon it. Snowman, snowhouse, hey, play with me. Thank you. The morning comes and the children play. Their laughter rings out through the day. They hope the snow is here to stay, that it won't be gone tomorrow. Sliding, running down the hill, the time for fun is now, but still, as they climb up on life's long hill, they're sure to meet some sorrow. Snowman, snow house, hey, play with me. Shake the snow down from the tree. Games once played by you and me. Snow softly falling. Snowman, snow house, hey, play with me. Shake the snow down from the tree. Games once played by you and me. Snow softly falling. Snowman, snow house, hey, play with me. Shake the snow down from the tree. Games once played by you and me. Snow softly falling.
past. The snow is lightly falling as we walk through town. The crowded streets, the Christmas wreaths, the smell of pine that will bring me back home again. Of work have left and I feel warm inside. Anticipating my arrival, family trims a tree and sings a song or two.
Children are all smiling in this town, and the things that are not done, it doesn't matter.
It's full of Christmas cheer and hope for all. The kitchen warm, the food that follows. Everyone is sure to have a pleasant time. Come gentlemen, come ladies, your friends will gather soon. The merry men to Christmas in the sea of toodle-doo. So have a song and wish you well, and there be no dismay. We will be together for it's almost Christmas Day.
Children are all smiling in this town, and the things we haven't done, it doesn't matter, for the year is almost past and will be gone, so we'll spend this Christmas time all together.
Built those boats down at the shipyard for 40 years or more.
Hey, this is Dave Gunning, and you're listening to Sounds Atlantic with my good buddy Ron Moores.
As I watch the night fall across a tired floor, far too old for working anymore.
Oh, Set sail on Christmas Day. Climbed aboard a sailing ship, all bound for Bethlehem IA. Set the course into a storm, into the storm on Christmas Day. King of Kings was to be born, all bound for Bethlehem IA. Bound for Bethlehem we go, a holy king there to behold. Bound for Bethlehem we go, all bound for Bethlehem IA. Bethlehem we go, a holy king there to behold. Bound for Bethlehem we go, all bound for Bethlehem I go. Captain, Lord, ring the bell on Christmas Day. One and all upon farewell, all bound for Bethlehem I go. Captain, bellow around the horn, round the horn on Christmas Day. King of kings to be born, all bound for Bethlehem. Bound for Bethlehem we go, a holy king there to behold. Bound for Bethlehem we go, all bound for Bethlehem I go. Bound for Bethlehem we go, a holy king there to behold. Bound for Bethlehem we go, all bound for Bethlehem I go. Angels' wings on Christmas Day. As they flew, I heard them sing, all bound for Bethlehem, IA. Through the west we saw a star on Christmas Day. A star on high to guide our hearts, bound for Bethlehem, IA. Bound for Bethlehem we go, a holy king there to behold. Bound for Bethlehem we go, all bound for Bethlehem, IA. Bound for Bethlehem we go, a holy king there to behold. Bound for Bethlehem we go, all bound for Bethlehem I go.
All right, everyone, you've just listened to a wave of continuous Christmas music from the Barry McNeils, three of their albums. And we concluded with Bound for Bethlehem. And back of that, we listened to Christmas Cayley, that Silent Night, sung for you in Gaelic. And back of that, Christmas Together, Carol of the Bells, and Children's Winter.
Hi, this is Kim Stockwood, and you're listening to Sounds Atlantic with the lovely Ron Moores.
My skin, down to my soul, like it's always been.
Well, that's the conclusion of our 11th episode of the Sounds Atlantic podcast. Hope you've enjoyed our splash of Christmas music from Cape Breton's Barry McNeils, and as well as our feature visit with Pastel LeBlanc to talk about Horizons. That's Vichten's new album. And she's part of the trio with her sister Emmanuelle and Pascal Muse. Do tune in next week for our annual Christmas special, when my featured guest will be Anita Best. Anita and I are going to play our favorite Christmas tunes from Atlantic Canada. And we also have a special guest who call themselves Naming the Twins. They're from Nova Scotia. They'll be here to showcase their new Christmas release. And if you have any comments, of course, about any of these podcasts, I'd love to hear from you, either on Facebook or at ronmoores.com. This podcast is also a feature from CKCU 93.1. FM, where I also host the Back 40 every Saturday at noon, and Sounds Atlantic is also broadcast on CJHR 98.7 FM, Valley Heritage Radio in Renfrew, Ontario, as well as on VOBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, Newfoundland and Labrador. Sounds Atlantic is also available through my website as well, and on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Podcast Networks. And until next week, I'm your host, Ron Moores, hoping you'll keep on the sunny side. Thanks so much for listening. See you back here soon.